This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Dozens are dead from the wildfires in Maui, with many still missing. Authorities expect the number to grow even more. Shane DeDoit is the Deputy Director of Parks and Recreation in Maui County.
We're a very tight-knit community. We love and respect everyone around here, and it's tough to see people go through this. This is going to be a long, hard-fought battle to get through this.
Leaving their town wasn't even an option for some. Lars Johnson lives in Lahaina, which was devastated by the fires.
People are asking if I want to fly somewhere, and I just, why would I leave? This is my home, and these are my people, and this is where I need to be.
Aloha United Way, the Maui Mutual Aid Fund, and the Maui Food Bank are all accepting donations. So is the Hawaii Community Foundation, which has already raised more than $1 million for relief efforts. Tragedy for a toddler on a migrant bus. Here's CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
A three-year-old riding on a migrant bus out of Texas dies on the way to Chicago. Texas authorities did not say where the child was from or why they became ill. The Illinois Department of Public Health says it happened Thursday in Marion County, some 250 miles south of Chicago.
The Illinois Supreme Court upholds the state's assault weapons ban. Here's WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker.
The High Court found that the Protect Our Communities Act does not violate the federal constitution's guarantee of equal protection of the law, nor the state constitution's bar on special legislation. The law bans dozens of types of rifles and handguns, 50 caliber guns, attachments, and rapid-fire devices.
A judge is setting some rules for what former President Trump can say publicly about the special counsel's case charging him with attempting to overturn the 2020 election. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The judge did acknowledge that President Trump has a First Amendment right to speak, but like not being allowed to shout fire in a crowded theater, she reminded everyone that the right to free speech is never unlimited. Anything President Trump says about potential witnesses, including his former vice president, could be prohibited if it sounds as if Mike Pence is being threatened. The full scope of what are sensitive materials, however, is not yet fully known.
Attorney David Weiss has been appointed special counsel in the Hunter Biden case. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
The White House had no comment, but legal experts told CBS News this could slow the investigation now in its fifth year even further, possibly pushing it into the middle of the 2024 presidential campaign.
A breakthrough method of testing for cancer.
The finger prick blood test offers greater detection of cancerous molecules in the blood.
Specific ones are related to specific cancers, and the technology in principle can detect all of them.
It offers results in...
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
AM radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Alba, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, TGIF. It is the 11th of August, 2023. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up later this hour, Mr. Zommers' board game of the week makes its return, I believe, right, Mr. Zommers? You'll have something lined up by then.
Yeah.
All right, very good. We'll talk about that. Also coming up this hour, Matt LaPay has a new broadcast partner, Tauscher. Mr. Mark Tauscher, former backer. That's when you combine Badgers and Packers, you get a backer. Former Badger and Packer, Mark Tauscher, is going to be joining Matt LaPay on the mic this season. We're going to talk about that, take your calls on that. We'll give you some details on how to see the Perseid meteor shower. Or I believe some people pronounce it Perseides. I'm not sure, but Perseid meteor shower. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Wooing Gen Z. It's a hot topic this week. Brian Arthur Schimming, the chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party, was featured in an article this week bragging about how state Republicans are going to reach out to young people, Gen Z. They think that crime... And what was it? Crime and inflation are what's going to motivate him. Vice President Kamala Harris in Chicago this week, she's focusing on things like women's reproductive rights and the environment. Seems to be working a little bit better. We'll talk about that as well if we have time. Also, a shout out to, as many of you know, I was in took a quick couple of day trip out to New York City last week. Went to my sister to see Kimberly Akimbo. Here's the playbill right here. Great show. Won the Tony Award. Friends of mine had their teenage kids out. Didn't know they were going to go there a week later. And they texted me yesterday. They said, it's raining and we're thinking about blowing the budget and just going and seeing Kimberly Akimbo. Do you think that the kids would enjoy it? I said, I think so, yeah. And they sent me a picture before they went in. I said, I'm so excited. I did not hear anything after they saw the show. So I'm fearful that maybe they didn't enjoy it as much as me, but I'm not sure.
Or maybe they didn't go?
No, they were there. They were there. So I'm hoping the family Klein enjoyed Kimberly Kimbo as much as I have. A couple of phone calls to a cleanup from last hour. We appreciate you holding through the news. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're asking before the break last hour, the topic, this ProPublica article, saying that there are Republicans in northern Wisconsin, specifically State Representative Patrick Snyder and State Representative Donna Rosar, as well as law enforcement, who say, you know what? We have reconsidered after listening to folks, and we would now vote as Republicans for a bill that would make it legal for undocumented folks to have a driver's license, not to vote, but have a driver's license. That was the topic. A couple of calls to clean up. First of all, we go to Chuck in Madison. Appreciate you holding through the break. Chuck, what say you?
Well, first of all, as an amateur astronomer, I'll tell you that the meteor shower is the Perseids.
Perseids. Three syllables. Fantastic. Yeah. I appreciate it. See, that's exactly why we have great callers like you. Perseids. All right, very good.
Secondly, I spent about 10 years as a driving instructor for a local private driving school here in Madison. Mm-hmm. And in that position, I had the opportunity to give lots of people from foreign countries instructions in driving. Now, many of those folks already had driver's licenses from their own countries. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their laws and rules and regulations for getting driver's licenses in their own countries are much stiffer than we have here in the United States. So it may be, now I can't speak specifically about Latin American countries, but it may well be that many of these undocumented workers already have driver's licenses from their own countries, which would be easy enough to turn into what's called an international driver's license. The other part is that I just want to agree with you that undocumented does not mean illegal.
Correct.
And I think the right wing tend to conflate that a lot.
I totally agree with you,
so
Chuck.
So I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thanks for the call. Great call, Chuck. Really appreciate listening here on WMDX in Madison. Well, Chuck's absolutely right. And again, as someone who handled immigration issues for a former U.S. congressman for about 4 years or so, went to a lot of training in Milwaukee and in D.C. on this. And Chuck's absolutely right. The whole term illegal, quote unquote, is something that the mega Republican folks love to throw around. And that's why I love that call from Gary so much, from Sussex. I don't think we see exactly eye to eye on everything. But I appreciated him so much as saying that he's a Republican. And when I asked him, you know, how many of these folks, landscaping otherwise, that may or may not be documented or undocumented, how many of these folks do you know that are truly bad people? And he said none of them. He said they're actually all really good people. And that's the point, is that this is the snow job by Trump and the mega Republicans that's being put on folks that are good folks here in Wisconsin. Look, not all people that vote Republican in Wisconsin are bad people, not by a long shot. There's a lot of people in places where I'm from where, like, the entire courthouse is Republican. You just vote Republican because of that. If you sit down and talk and listen, you find a lot more common ground. So stop using labels like illegal. Undocumented is the proper term. We'll come back and talk more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 58. Showers and thunderstorms possible on your Sunday with a high of 78. Showers are likely Sunday night. Some heavy rainfall is possible. Lows around 60 degrees. Monday, showers and storms in 71. It's 60 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on a Friday, August 11th. Mr. Sommer's on the board. Want to catch up a little breaking news here we told you about at the top of the show. And again, this is still evolving, so I don't have all the facts right in front of me happening while we've been on the air. But this hearing out in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan closed her first hearing in the 2020 election subversion case with a warning shot to former President Donald Trump. The more inflammatory statements he makes connected to the case, the greater the urgency will be to move the case quickly to trial. The warning hit on what have been the two major flashpoints in the January 6th prosecution against Trump so far. What he can say publicly about the evidence prosecutors turn over to the defense, and how quickly the proceedings should move to trial. The judge's closing words also included a vow that the case will advance to like any legal procedure in the criminal justice system. Quote, the defense has reiterated at length Mr. Trump's First Amendment's right to speak about the case and any evidence in it, she said, adding that Trump will be afforded the rights of any criminal defense and it will take an effort to avoid a carnival atmosphere. Her words, not mine. She warned that even ambiguous statements from either party or counsel can threaten the process. The more a party makes inflammatory statements, she said, that could taint the jury pool, quote, the greater the urgency will be that we proceed to trial quickly, unquote, to ensure a fair trial. I think this is pretty smart on the judge's part. Because basically what she's saying is, I'm gonna trust you. If you read some of the other comments in this hearing today, Trump's lawyers brought up contempt, saying, "Well, we're really afraid that if you put some restrictions on, you're gonna hold our client in contempt, meaning that the judge can put him behind bars for a while." And the judge put an end to it right away. She said, "Nobody's talking about contempt here. All right, we're not going down that road right now." So she's saying, "Don't give me that." What she basically said is, I'm going to give you a little leash here, a little rope. Perhaps she's seeing if he's going to, you know, metaphorically hang himself. She's saying, look, here, you cannot be talking about things that are going to endanger witnesses. She's not going to put an official choke order on him in terms of his speech. But she's saying, let me explain this to you, counsel, that your client, Donald Trump, can't be divulging information that would put witnesses or counsel or anybody else's lives at risk. Can't do that. And she added, if he does that, then there's going to be a need to speed this trial up, because the more he does that, it could potentially taint the jury pool in the Washington, D.C. area. I think it's pretty smart, pretty creative. What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you agree with Judge Chutkan to, you know, let Trump have a little space, give him a warning, but say, look, if you're going to start talking about things that are going to taint the jury pool, we're going to have to speed this puppy up. Which, of course, is not what Donald Trump wants to hear. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Also, could hit us up on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, go to your Apple or Android app store. Type in Civic, Civic Media. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Give us a call, either 844-967-2789 or on the app. Go to the text line. Jeff from Shorewood, listening in on WAUK, wants me to stop apologizing to what he calls right-wingers. They still vote for, as he called it, Trump. His words, not mine. I think that's coming from the last segment, the last call. Look, Jeff, it doesn't matter what I say or anybody else in media, or you can't look at someone who has voted for Donald Trump and who still plans to or wants to. No matter what I say, if I say, you know, don't do it, that person is probably not going to listen to me. What we're here to do is to ask questions and to point out truths in the hopes that people then will ask themselves these questions and come to the truth on their own, because that's the only way that you're going to get people on the far right to change their vote or to change who they support. I mean, I take myself as case example number one. It took me witnessing firsthand in a room, Republican leaders in the state talking joyfully about suppressing people's right to vote, particularly black and brown people and college students. And it took me asking myself, is this what you signed up for, Todd? Is this what you believed in? And of course, the answer was no. And that's why I left the Republican Party. Because nobody told me, nobody said, Todd, you know, your party is a, well, I mean, people said, you know, a long time, right? Would harass me for being a Republican. And let me make clear, there were still people of the Republican Party that I was proud to support because it was a different party then. Former Congressman Steve Gunderson of the 3rd District back in the 80s, early 90s. Former Congressman Scott Klug, former State Senator Dale Schultz. Tommy George Thompson, 4-time governor. Bob Caston, former U.S. Republican senator from Wisconsin. Again, not saying I agree with every single thing they did, but I don't have to be embarrassed for having supported them. And so if you apply it to today, the more I think that we can start asking questions such as, because most people I think that vote for Donald Trump, or at least our Republicans would say, maybe not Trump people, but Republicans, if you say Paul Ryan, oh, favorite son of Wisconsin, good guy, Packer fan, Badger fan, smart, great policy guy, great family, good Catholic. All true. And then you ask them, does it make sense that today's Wisconsin Republican Party doesn't have room for Paul Ryan? And like, what? Well, that's where we are. Brian Stile used to work for Paul Ryan. Now he's took Paul Ryan's seat after he retired. Brian Stile says not only will he attend the Republican convention in Milwaukee next year if Trump is the nominee, he will support him. Paul Ryan says he will not be at the convention next year if Trump is the nominee in Milwaukee. And he is a never again Trumper, would never support him. Most leadership in the Republican Party of Wisconsin is saying they're going to go along. If Trump is the nominee, they'll be there. We're going to be there in a couple of weeks at the Republican presidential debate. Because I think this is important for all of us to understand what's going on. Wisconsin is going to be a fulcrum point, perhaps the most important state in determining who is president in 2025. And if you don't think that Trump can win Wisconsin, you're fooling yourself. He can. There's nothing set in stone that says Biden's got Wisconsin locked up. Nothing. This is going to come down to the wire. And so it's important that we cover this. But back to the point, people that currently vote Republican should ask themselves. Do I want to be part of a party that no longer has room for Paul Ryan? It's an important question. And I think it makes people think. And that's what we need more of. Thinking, questioning ourselves so that we're better. Do you watch Paul? Do you, Mr. Zomers, do you watch Ted Lasso?
I have not seen it. I don't have Apple TV. Apple TV.
Yeah. I've talked about this show before. My sister's been begging me to watch Ted Lasso for a long time. Finally, I finished season one last night. One of the best shows I've ever seen. It's fantastic. And one of the great scenes, I won't spoil it for those who have not seen it. I want you to experience it for yourself. But midway through the first season of Ted Lasso, it's a great scene called the dart scene. That's all I'll say about that. But there's one line that comes out of that from Walt Whitman. Be curious, not judgmental. Be curious, not judgmental. And I thought, wow, that's good for me. I need to be more curious and not judgmental. And I would encourage all of us to be more curious and less judgmental. Because if you're curious, you'll ask questions. Well, why does that person vote for that person? Why do they feel that way? Instead of just discarding that other person and saying, well, they're trash. Let's be more curious about one another. And when you're curious, you ask questions. And if you're really curious, you actually listen. And the more we listen to each other, the more we understand each other. And that's why I love this story in ProPublica today from northern Wisconsin, where Republicans who listened to one another actually came to a thoughtful conclusion on this driver's license thing with undocumented folks. And to finish up that thought from a while ago on documented versus undocumented, people say, well, if they're undocumented, clearly they're illegal. No, that's not true. Someone could come here on a visitor visa, on a J-1 student visa, and then they come here on a J-1 and they apply to our caller earlier, they apply to continue to be here legally, to extend their J-1. Maybe they want to change status to an F-1 student visa. Maybe they want to go to work and they apply for a B-1 visa. Maybe they get married, a K-1 visa. But our immigration system is so messed up and so underfunded that it takes time for this to happen. I think I told this story before. I'll tell the abbreviated version. When I was working for Congressman Scott Klug, he sponsored someone who is here on a student visa legally. Sponsored them a B-1 visa to work in our office. The United States Immigration Service lost the application of a United States congressman, not once, not twice, but three times. And that's how they treat a United States congressman. Think about your common person. And so if someone is here legally and they've applied to continue that, but it's not yet done, they then are undocumented. They're not here illegally. They're here undocumented, and that's a big difference. Back with more of your calls after this, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. It's Hawaii's deadliest natural disaster in decades. Dozens are dead, and the number keeps climbing from the devastating wildfires. Lars Johnson lives in the small town of Lahaina, which was destroyed.
We're going to do what we can to rebuild, and it'll be back, and it'll be bigger, and it'll be stronger than ever before.
The fire in West Maui is now 80% controlled. A three-year-old riding a migrant bus out of Texas died on the way to Chicago. Texas authorities did not say where the child was from or why they became ill.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott has bused thousands of migrants to Democrat-controlled cities in protest of the Biden administration's border policies.
The Illinois Supreme Court rules the state's ban on assault weapons is constitutional.
Residents who legally own the banned guns and magazines are able to keep them, but the weapons must be registered with law enforcement. The most popular gun targeted is the AR-15 rifle.
That's WBBM's Mallory Vorbroker. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Arbuckle Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 across Wisconsin on Friday, August 11th, 2023. Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. I blew my nose over the break, Mr. Zommers, and my ear went crackly pop, and now suddenly I can hear better.
Hey, sometimes it works out.
So sometimes it works out. I apologize, everyone, for the rough voice, although it is better. I've finally got a severe, apparently I have a severe sinus infection after going to the, yes, thank you, the horse, yes. Going to the urgent care last night, and thanks to all the great folks at Group Healthcare Cooperative. Had a great physician assistant help me last night. And I said, well, I'm sorry for coming into the urgent care, but I said, I work in radio. Oh, she said, what radio do you work for? I said, well, it's a company called Civic Media. Oh, she said, here in Madison? I said, yeah, we're on WMDX in Madison. She goes, oh, my husband listens to that station. And she goes, but yeah, there's that one show that It's two guys. I said Devil's Advocates with Kruti and Dom. Yeah, she said it's that show. So there you go. A couple of Devil's Advocates fans out there in the wild. So we appreciate all you listeners across Civic Media. And appreciate all the great folks at Group Healthcare Cooperative for getting me some meds and back on the mend. Well, I go to the story in the Chicago Sun-Times. Chicago Sun-Times today. Actually, it was written yesterday by Lynn Sweet. Wooing Gen Z. Behind the scenes, how Vice President Kamala Harris is pushing to turn out the youth vote. Great story here. When Vice President Kamala Harris was in Chicago on Friday to headline the Every Town for Gun Safety Conference, she will hold, before she speaks, an off-the-books private meeting with a small group of young gun violence prevention activists. Unreported until now, Harris, who was a youth voter turnout person in her portfolio, has been conducting listening sessions across the country to better understand the issues youths care about. That is, the 18 to 25-year-old Gen Zers and the up to 29-year-old millennial generation. These meetings, today marks their 14th, are not on the daily schedule the White House releases. The sessions usually include about 10 people, last 20 minutes, and a wrap-up with a group photo of the VP. The Biden-Harris 2024 campaign knows a big youth vote is key to winning a second term. Young voters, if they vote, key phrase, if they vote, tend to be Democratic. Biden won 60% of the 18 to 29-year-old vote in 2020. The campaign points to private poll data to make the point that where it counts. No matter her favorability ratings with all registered voters, so right now it's 40% is where Harris's faves are, according to a Los Angeles Times poll. It said she motivates young voters, especially younger voters of color. Quote, the youth vote has been an essential part of the Democratic success over multiple cycles, beginning when Gen Z turned of age in 2018, according to John Delavope, the director of polling for the Harvard Kennedy School Institute of Politics. Harris, 58, the first female Black and South Asian American to be vice president, started her listening sessions with Gen Z and millennial youths last September in advance of the 2022 midterms. Smart strategy, I think. Realizing, as we saw here in the spring election with Janet Protasiewicz being elected to the Supreme Court, college campuses went bonkers. Particularly Eau Claire, Madison. College students showed up in droves and helped drive Protasiewicz's victory. What do you think about this political strategy on both sides to target the youths, Gen Z and millennials? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We talked about a couple of days ago, Brian Schimming, the chair of the state Republican Party, saying that they're also going to go after youth, college campuses. Made a big deal about him being a past college Republican chairman. Come on now, Brian. Brian's a few years older than me. I'm 53. I don't know that we can still relate to the youths on campus, Brian. But I give him credit. At least he's recognizing that if the Republican Party wants to have a chance to win a statewide election, they've got to do better with youth. That's good. The problem is they're totally on the wrong side of the issues that youth care about. And here you have Kamala Harris going out there, having these listening sessions all across the country. And guess what? She's not talking about crime and inflation. Which is exactly what Brian Schimming said that the Wisconsin Republican Party is going to focus on college campuses. Instead, she's talking about gun safety actions, the environment, women's reproductive rights. It would seem to me that the vice president is much more in tune with the younger generation than the Republican Party. And I think this is what the challenge is for Republicans. If you're going to start acting with, interacting more with young people, that's great. Like I say, God bless you. The problem is the more that young people know about where the Republican Party stands on issues, the fewer votes they're going to get. And clearly they're not going to change their platform on these important issues. What do you think, Mr. Sommers, our resident Gen Zer, a youthful 20-something? I mean, people, your friends, people you know your age, what do you think they're going to go to the polls for? What will drive them to the polls in 2024?
Well, we have seen abortion be a huge thing, and that is going to continue to be a huge thing, especially in states like Wisconsin, where it's still illegal. Things like that, LGBTQ issues, which are often related, because if you're restricting health care for abortion, you're often restricting health care for things like gender-affirming care, which is life-saving. Regardless of how you feel about it, it makes people not kill themselves. So I'd say that's pretty good.
I think that's pretty good, yeah. And I think that's, I think you bring up an important point there, because again, that has been made to be, unfortunately, a very divisive issue. A lot of mistruths, untruths around that issue. A lot of scare tactics around that as well. And I always go back to, you know, Dwayne Wade, great basketball star for Marquette University. Went on to win a world championship with the Miami Heat. I would think that most people in Wisconsin, even those voting Republican, would say, wow, D. Wade, good guy. Like, very talented, you know, great guy. He has been an outspoken advocate for gender-affirming care because he had a kid go through it and has talked openly about it and has said openly, you know what, I didn't get this at first. I was judgmental until I listened to my kid, who I love.
Right.
And now couldn't be a bigger advocate for supporting gender-affirming care. And I think this is one of the big myth-truths out there, that somehow that a kid just wakes up one day when they're, whatever, 16, 17, and says, you know, I want to go have surgery, and like that, it just gets done.
That's not how.
It's not like that at all. It's not like that at all. It is a long process. The parents are involved. There is psychology that goes with this. You want to take care of the person. But to your point, Mr. Sommers, it's about caring for people as people.
It's the same thing with abortion, where it's not just like you wake up in the morning and you're like, I want to get an abortion.
Right.
Where do they hand those out? What corner can I pick up my free abortion?
No, right.
The doctor, you could talk with a doctor who knows what they're talking about and figure out what's right for you. And also, I do want to note that me saying, oh, abortion and LGBTQ issues makes it sound like all my friends are snowflake liberals. Right. And that is not true. I have multiple conservative friends who, they may approach it differently, but they come to the same conclusion that, like, yeah, I wouldn't get an abortion, but I want people to make that decision for themselves. Or similarly, whatever you can identify as whatever you want, that doesn't hurt me.
And right there, Aaron, you just nailed the biggest challenge for Republicans in Wisconsin going into 2024. Because people, I feel, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, I think that people of your generation, Gen Z and millennials, they might be hunters and beer drinking buddies in rural Wisconsin or wherever, and they might not have a lot in common with the more progressive side of the political ideology, but they don't want to deny those people equal rights either.
Right.
Is that accurate?
That's the biggest thing I've found in my conservative friends, is that they fall closer to the libertarian side of things, where it's like, yeah, they are hunting. They're like, I have my guns. Let me own that. I'm not going to do anything crazy with them. And you do what you want, and that's fine.
Live and let live, baby. Right? I mean, that's kind of the motto. And I think this is the biggest challenge, or one of the biggest challenges Republicans are going to have going into 2024 in places like Wisconsin, is that these younger voters, even younger conservative voters, they're not filled with the fear and the hate and the lack of knowledge that some of the older conservative voters are. And they don't want to penalize other people because they might have different beliefs. And that's a huge problem if you're somebody like Brian Shimmy in the Republican Party. Because you can't undo the way a generation thinks. And it has nothing, by the way, to do with indoctrination, as Scott Walker and others like to say. Indoctrination. It has to do with hope. And people actually believing that you can get along. I want to go to this next story. Before the break, kind of teased it earlier, by Jim Polzing, Wisconsin State Journal. Wisconsin goes with Rose Bowl winning lineman to pair with Matt LaPay in the radio booth. Matt LaPay has a new partner at the University of Wisconsin football radio booth. It's a familiar face for both him and Badger fans. Mark Tauscher, whose playing career at UW included serving as one of the starting offensive linemen during Ron Dane's Heisman Trophy winning season in 1999, will serve as color commentator alongside LaPay, according to an announcement late yesterday afternoon. Tauscher, 46, has been the third man in the booth for UW home games for more than a decade, joining the Badgers' longtime crew of LaPay and Mike Lucas. UW Athletics Director Chris McIntosh informed Lucas in May that Lucas's contract with Learfield, the exclusive multimedia rights holder for the UW Athletic Department, would not be renewed in the 2023 season. Quote, "The energy around this upcoming Badger football season is electric, and I'm excited to be part of the soundtrack of Wisconsin football alongside legend Matt LaPay this fall," Tauscher said. What do you think of the change in the Wisconsin broadcast booth? Mark Tauscher joining Matt LaPay. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. What are your thoughts on the change of Badger football, the broadcast booth? Mark Tauscher now going to be the partner, the on-air partner of Matt LaPay. And by the way, a class act that Mike Lucas is, on the news of this coming out late yesterday, Mike Lucas tweeted this out. There's a picture here from the Rose Bowl team. It says, "Robach fired out on the NG. Costa blocked the MLB. Tauscher locked up the DE. Ron Dane's seam opened up between Costa and Tausch. The run crowned Dane as the all-time rushing king. Here's hoping Tausch has more such moments in the booth. I'll be listening." Lucas basically kind of recapitulating that run, that historic run that made Ron Dane the all-time leading rusher in college football. Class act, Mike Lucas. Going to miss his voice on the air, but looking forward to Mark Tauscher. Get it right, Nick, on the air. Back with more of us after this on the Todd Lobel Show. This is Civic Media Radio Network.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 82. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 58. Showers and thunderstorms possible on your Sunday with a high of 78. Showers are likely Sunday night. Some heavy rainfall is possible. Lows around 60 degrees. Monday, showers and storms and 71.
It's 60 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to the Tahoe Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct will take over on these airwaves across the state of Wisconsin. Always a great show. I'm sure, Matt, as he says, history in the making. He'll go to the front lines of history, take you there from that legal perspective as an attorney, former head of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. I'm sure he will have thoughts on the breaking news of today, both the hearing before Judge Chutkan with Donald Trump, saying basically giving him some leeway, not maybe the wasn't really a gag order, but not the restraint that some people thought that she might put on him about talking about this case, but being very clear, the more you talk about this, the quicker your trial's going to come. I thought that was creative. And also on the breaking news that the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, has now appointed U.S. Attorney Weiss as a special prosecutor, special counsel, that is, to investigate Hunter Biden. Join Matt Flynn from 3 until 4. That, your phone calls, and much more. Then from 4 until 6, it's never personal, only politics. Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom from 4 until 6. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show. 7 o'clock, Pizza Box Mike. And 8 until 10, Rick Smith Across America. And then 10 until midnight, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Going to talk to you a little bit about Board Game of the Week in a second. And then we're going to come back and tell you how you can see the Perseids Meteor Shower this weekend. If you've never done it before, it's worth staying up a little bit late on Saturday night and looking up in the sky. I've done it a couple of times. It's absolutely spectacular to watch. But first of all, also spectacular, time now for Board Game of the Week.
Right. Today's Board Game of the Week is Disney themed. So,
very dramatic open this week. Indeed. I like that. Yeah.
This is going to be a little bit similar to last board game, right, in that it is not a game I've played yet, but it's not a game that almost anyone has played yet. So, this is Disney Lorcana, a new trading card game in the same vein of Magic the Gathering or Pokemon. So you can buy a deck, but you buy cards, buy packs of cards, and find new things, new characters, and slot them into your deck. Yeah. And it's Disney-based, so it's a little bit more family-friendly than some of the others. And in this game, it's also very scalable in that in the default way to play a game like Pokemon is 1v1. But in this, you can play two players, but you can go up to 10.
Wow.
So you can get the whole family, buy your Elsa deck and your Mickey deck and whatever, and play together. And it is also it's less combat oriented than most of them. Like Pokemon is still fighting, and a lot of parents don't like that.
Yeah.
With Lorcana, you can do battle, but it's, you know, more cartoony and
not as violent.
Not as violent. All right. And you can also do a lot more self-contained things, because instead of taking down someone's health points or knocking out all their Pokemon, you are gaining war points for doing story quests and things like that.
Yeah.
So it seems like it's a really family-friendly, fun take on the trading card genre. And it just came out at Gen Con, the convention that we had talked about with Gary Gygax this last weekend. And it was a very limited release. The full release is coming up in September here. But for around $15 to $20, you can get a starting deck to be able to play with you and your friends. You'll each need one. And then you can buy other packs of cards or accessories like deck sleeves or boxes.
Sure.
And it is one that I'm very excited for. I could have waited till it came out to feature it, but I just couldn't wait.
Absolutely. You gotta do it now. Seize the day. That's why I say, Mr. Zobbers.
Yeah. So
how much is it?
That depends. If you just want a starting deck, that's probably about $15 to $20. And other booster packs, I'm not actually sure on the pricing for those yet. But you can spend a little bit, or like any trading card game, you can buy a bunch more packs, try to get certain cards. So it's a bit variable.
Very good. That's this week's board game of the week. All right, very quickly here, the Perseids Meteor Shower is going to be this weekend. If you haven't checked it out before, it comes through every year about this time, and the expected peak is going to be on Saturday night, so tomorrow night, and into the wee hours of Sunday morning. So probably, you know, I would say 10 o'clock until maybe 3 in the morning, something like that. Should be pretty dark as well, thanks to the moon being in its its new phase. So not a big moon to worry about. Theoretically, there should be about 100 meteors passing through the Earth's atmosphere per hour. But according to NASA, in practice, you probably don't see, you know, that many. Also, they say be well away from city lights if possible, where you can see the Milky Way and a bunch of stars. You'll probably see somewhere between 40 and 50 Perseids meteors per hour at its peak. Many of the meteors should be pretty bright as well. Perseids are known for creating the most fireballs, especially bright meteors, of any annual meteor shower. So if you're an astronomy person, or even if you're not, I've done it a couple of times. It's spectacular. If you can get away to the country, or at least outside the city, if you're city bound, try to go as far away from lights as possible. And here's a pro tip. Don't be looking at your cell phone out in the dark and then try to look up, because it ruins your eyes. You got to let your eyes kind of really get used and you know, dilate so you can see the meteors in the sky. So enjoy that. Mr. Zobbers, it's that time of the week. What are you thankful for, my friend?
I'm thankful that even though you are sick, you weren't too sick that we couldn't do the show. And that I'm thankful for Nate, the new producer in training news staff at Civic Media. Things are going well around here.
Good, good. Glad to hear it. I am thankful for that I was able to continue on with the show despite my scratchy voice this week. Thankful for the fantastic medical staff at GHC here in Madison. Now that I have some meds, hopefully get better over the weekend. And also, I would be remiss if we didn't mention today what's going on out in Maui with all these devastating wildfires out there that have destroyed completely destroyed a couple of towns on Maui. I am thankful for the great responders, the Coast Guard, and all those other helpers out there that are helping the people in Maui. Our thoughts and prayers are certainly with the people of Maui on this Friday afternoon. It's a tough thing, and to lose everything like that, and apparently with not hardly any warning at all in some cases. It just came upon them. So thank you to all those folks in Maui. Thank you to all of you for listening in. Don't forget Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct is next. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a great show. For those of you that can, have a wonderful weekend. Mr. Zobbers, appreciate you. Who lives like we do?
We do.
Stay tuned for Matt Flynn Direct. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be back on Monday. Until then, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, keep banging your drum.
Yeah. Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.